is a burning thing.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, we're going to St. Louis. This is really an amazing story. St. Louis, Missouri, great town. Have you ever been there? They're baseball nuts. Baseball nuts, St. Louis Cardinals. Remember Stan Musial down there? He's an icon, one of the greatest hitters in history. I was down there taking a deposition, and everybody in town, it seems like it was a baseball game that night, and had a St. Louis t-shirt, jersey on, and they go nuts. They to their baseball team are like Wisconsin is to the Packers. Wisconsin is to the Packers. It's deep, deep in the culture, which I like. I love baseball. Played through high school, played Little League, Pony League, the whole bit. Liked it. Love it. But St. Louis has a strange side. Let me be very, very charitable. They have a real strange side. And they have a guy down there, and his wife, Patricia and Mark McCloskey, who held guns on Black Lives Matter protests as they walked by their house. And then what happened? They got arrested on a felony. You can't just poke a gun at somebody. They hired a good lawyer. And in the meantime, Mark McCloskey declared his candidacy for the U.S. Senate. No, I'm not kidding. In Missouri. They negotiated a plea bargain where they got it down to misdemeanors, and they both pled guilty and were fined. And part of it is you got to admit your guilt. So they get him up there. The transcript says, the judge says, do you acknowledge that you put people at risk? And the McCloskey goes, I sure do, Your Honor. I sure did. Won't do that again. Then he went right out on the courthouse steps and held a press conference for his campaign and said, I'd do it again. Now, let me tell you something. In Wisconsin, if a guy says, I'm contrite and I won't do it again, and I know I could have hurt people, and then he walks out and says, I'll do it again, a good Wisconsin judge will say, you know something, I'm revoking your plea agreement. You're going to trial on the felony, Jack. Didn't do it down there. Do it down there. And this guy's a lawyer, and his wife's a lawyer, too. Criminals, both convicted of misdemeanors. That way they can keep their law license. If you want a criminal as a lawyer, you can get one of them. But one of the weird things about it, and the lines are lighting up, we're going to go to the lines very shortly, is his principal opponent for the Republican nomination for the Senate in Missouri is Spanky. Eric Greitens was the governor of Missouri and seemed to be doing okay. A woman came forward and said that he grabbed her, tied her up, blindfolded her, sexually assaulted her, called her a whore, took a picture of it, and spanked her. And you know what the Republican legislature did? Not much. They said stuff like, well, he has many good points. Spanky has many good points, although he's called Spanky. Finally, he steps down and he runs to run for the Senate. Now he runs for the Senate and he's running against the criminal Mark McCloskey. So the outstanding Republican Party in Missouri, they're going to have a debate. And Spanky will be debating the criminal Mark McCloskey. Spanky is Eric Greitens. And Mark McCloskey will go, Spanky, what is your position on spanking? And Greitens will say, criminal, what is your position on being a criminal? And here's the sad thing. One of them will win the nomination, will be favored over the Democrat. Okay. That's where we've come to. And it's not entirely because of it's Missouri, although Missouri is terribly split between sort of deep South and Midwest, you know, St. Louis down to the southern border. And stand tuned. Spanky against the criminal in Missouri. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, man. I love it when you talk about those loons because I call them two things, the radical right or the loons, whatever the weather is that day. But there's going to be a great show on TV on CNN at 8 or 9 o'clock on Sunday night called Assault on Democracy. And it's about the insurrection. And I think a lot of people need to watch it because yesterday I got in a big row with a Republican who supported the insurrection. And I said, buddy, Your problem is you can't tell a terrorist from a tourist. So I emailed him a picture of a tourist, and then I emailed him a picture of a terrorist. I said, now we're going to have multiple choice. Which one is the terrorist? Yeah, you know, I said, you guys really dwell in fantasy. I had pictures of, you know, the windows being broken, all that stuff. I said, that is not a tourist. I said, this is a tourist. And I had a picture of a, you know, family going up the tour of the Capitol and all that. I said, you people really can't comprehend what's reality and what's fantasy. You live in a fantasy world. The point is, of all of this, we have to make them a huge minority. They already are. A lot of people don't know this. They're a big minority. And the more we tell them, hey, you know, there's not a lot of people that support you, but a bunch of loons, and that's it. Trump and McConnell are going to face a head-on collision when the elections come up. Because McConnell is not one of Trump's favorites. Explaining to people, especially on the right, that terrorism and terrorists. Thanks again, Matt, and have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Thanks, as always, for calling in great comments. Yeah, let me pick up on that. For people, and I've met Republicans too, say, well, it wasn't that bad, just a bunch of the fellas going up there having a little fun, you know, worried about democracy and all this. If you look at the video, and they are beating up cops. They are standing up, punching them in the stomach, punching them in the face, punching them in the stomach, people yelling, use their gun on them. Dragging him down the stairs, bouncing off the stairs. Michael Fanone, an officer, an experienced officer, is beaten, thrown on the ground. They yell, use his gun on him, and he has to beg for his life. He begged for his life. He said, I have a wife and four kids. And some people finally rallied around him and stopped them from beating him to death. Take a look at it. The cops will push back, and they're punched in the face. They're punched in the belly. 17 of them are still out on disability. A number of them quit. And at least one committed suicide. So it's one thing to say you're for Trump. I disagree, of course. It's another thing for a guy to say, well, I think there was a problem with the election. He's been drinking the Kool-Aid about the steal and all that. You can argue all that. But what you can't argue with is a video where a cop is badly outnumbered. You know, there weren't that many cops. There are hundreds of people, and is being punched in the stomach, is being punched in the face, and is being hit over the head, and is down on the ground being beaten with poles. One was punctured by a pole. One had his eye gouged out. Several were beaten over the head with lead pipes and are brain damaged. An insurrectionist was killed, Ashley Babbitt, breaking in to the chamber of the Capitol, and there were congressmen inside. If that crowd had gotten in and they were punching cops in the belly and in the face, and most of these, not all, but most were men in their, you know, 20s, 30s, and 40s, and they started to do that to 60 and 70-year-old women, what do you think would have happened? They would have murdered some members of Congress. They would have murdered them. They would have murdered them. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. I will get back to the lines and to the callers right after the break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
And the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire, and it burns, 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 the ring.